Welcome to the Brain Boost Chronicles, the podcast dedicated to unlocking the secrets of neurological health for women. I'm your host, Brennan Crabb, and together we're taking a journey to discover how we can elevate our cognitive well-being naturally. In each episode, we dive into insightful conversations with health professionals and coaches from diverse backgrounds, unraveling the secrets to peak mental performance and well-being. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur, a rising professional, or someone seeking to improve your brain health, this podcast is your go-to resource for nurturing your mind and enhancing your wellness journey. Get ready for expert tips, empowering stories, and practical strategies to empower your brain, boost your performance, and thrive in every aspect of your life. This is the Brain Boost Chronicles, elevating minds and empowering lives. Welcome everybody to the first episode, what I like to call the origins episode of the Brain Boost Chronicles. I'm your host, Brennan Crabb, and I just wanted to kind of give a little bit of a background on how the Brain Boost Chronicles came to be, about me, and my background as well, and my story on how I got here. So, probably about 5-6 years ago, I was working as a corporate paralegal. I was in my mid-20s, working as a paralegal, wanted to go to law school, like that was my main goal. I wanted to be a prosecuting attorney. We have blue blood. I'm married to a man who used to be a cop for 8 years. Now he teaches criminal justice. My father-in-law retired from Rogers. My brother-in-law is a cop. So there's a lot of blue blood in the family. My uncle used to be a cop as well. So I wanted to work as a prosecuting attorney. I had this path. This is how it was going to be. The law firm that I worked at was incredibly stressful. If you've ever worked in corporate law specifically, there's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of pressure, especially when your clients are these great big credit card companies. And I remember being so stressed all the time. I mean, it was fun. It was great work. I enjoyed it. I was good at it, but it definitely really kind of took its toll. My job specifically was to prep paperwork that would potentially sue certain individuals with credit card debt or behind on their mortgage. And I would also be responsible for reading the responses that came from those complaints, those formal complaints that were sent. And there would be times that it would be senior citizens that would be under hardship. Sometimes, most of the time, it was usually a recent widow or widower that could no longer afford their payments due to the loss of their loved one, or the credit card debt belonged to their spouse. And so to be able to have that kind of pressure and that just stress on me, and I felt like such a pretty much a horrible human being for even creating these forms and this paperwork that did this to this, you know, these individuals, was incredibly soul-sucking, and it was gut-wrenching. And so the amount of stress as a result, and the depression was unbelievable. At the time, I was like in my early to mid-20s when all of this happened. And I was on like 5 different medications for my mental health. I was on everything from an antidepressant, but the antidepressant worked too well. I was too much like a zombie, so my doctor gave me an upper. Well, then the upper worked too well, and I couldn't sleep. I had chronic insomnia. So then there was, you know, a sleep aid, and there were all of these things that he would give me. And albeit he did ask if I was exercising, But that was really it as far as what I'm doing, lifestyle-wise for my mental health. I don't ever recall nutrition being an aspect or journaling or anything like that. It was just, well, make sure you're exercising, that's going to help. And it really didn't. I was at the gym as much as I could be, but there would be times that I would be so extremely tired. It was not uncommon for my body to be so run down with stress and so tired that during lunch breaks, I would go and sleep in my car and take a nap because I would be just so zapped. It was a tired, I can honestly say, I had never felt before, and I've really never felt since. It would feel like I hadn't slept in days, and I couldn't even physically or mentally function, and I would have to go and like nap in my car for like 30 minutes and then come out and like tidy up, fix my makeup, fix my hair, look like I hadn't just slept in my car during my lunch break. But that's, unfortunately, that was the realistic aspect of it. And I would come home and I would just be miserable all the time. I'd be incredibly sensitive to anything and everything like that my husband said would just send me into like an all-out either rage or breakdown. And I would wake up every morning dreading going to work. I would cry before I'd even go to work. I would sleep at night and dream that I was still at work. And if you've ever done that, that causes burnout really, really quick because you feel like you can't ever escape that job. So I finally decided to make the transition to a different law firm. I moved from the corporate law firm to an agricultural attorney. It was a much smaller firm. The attorney was absolutely amazing to work for. Great guy. We were friends. We were good coworkers. And I worked there for a short period of time before COVID hit. It shut everything down. So I was kind of left, just kind of not sure what I was going to do next. I had been before, right before COVID hit, ironically, I had actually been starting to get healthy naturally. I had taken myself out of the toxic environment. I had started eating healthier. I started slowly getting off the antidepressants. I was able to, in a very short period of time, be able to change my lifestyle to where I didn't need all of those things. I could sleep a lot better. I was eating cleaner. I was exercising. I started doing yoga, and I started just appreciating life a little bit more. So all of that before COVID even hit, then COVID hit, shut everything down, and I decided that, yoga and nutrition changing my life had worked so well that I wanted to teach others during the crazy stress and anxiety on how to do the same. So I had went ahead and got my 200 hours in, became a certified yoga teacher. And I also became a certified mindfulness life coach. I wanted to help individuals with the stress and anxiety of everything that was kind of going on in the world. As time went on, things started opening back up. It was probably about a year or so later. I just didn't really feel like I knew enough about anatomy and physiology. I knew that I wanted to work specifically with older adults at the time. I felt like those individuals had really been hit during COVID. And so I started studying personal training because that dove into a lot more of the anatomy, physiology, kinesiology, all of that. I started working at a local wellness center that's specifically for adults. Started as a personal trainer there. I was also a substitute yoga teacher. Absolutely loved it. Love working with that demographic. I still do it. So I wanted to go on further working with these older adults. Of course, there's a lot of chronic conditions, arthritis, surgery, issues like that that comes specifically with working with that demographic. So I got my certification as a specialist in exercise therapy. That focuses primarily on like the post-rehab, working with certain conditions and limitations. Absolutely loved it. Then I started going even further down the rabbit hole and started studying the relation between cognitive health and exercise and how certain techniques helped with cognitive health. Started even studying techniques like herbalism and how herbalism affects all of that. Red light therapy. Went back down the rabbit hole of mindfulness and got caught up on the latest research of that and the science behind it. So I started my certification in naturopathic psychology, and I've returned back to school to finish my undergraduate degree in psychology. I had taken a pause during COVID. Before COVID, I was studying law. My undergrad was actually going to be in government, but my plan, you know, as I said, was to go to law school. And I had even, the agriculture attorney that I worked for had even made the remark that if I finished my degree and became an attorney, that he would make me partner and I would be the home base attorney while he traveled. So that was kind of what I had been previously set for. And when COVID hit, it, like I said, it changed everything. So I've since returned to finish my undergrad in psychology, and I even plan on going even further because I consider myself a life learner, going on to get my master's degree in biopsychology. So the brain, how things work, is all really interesting to me. I've always been very intrigued on like how things work. When I was in yoga and they would say, oh, certain positions and, you know, asanas, as they call it, are really good for this or lowering blood pressure. And women in the first trimester shouldn't do this, but women in the second trimester can. And I always wanted to know, well, why? Like, what's the science behind it on why this pose is good and this pose is bad for certain people? And I didn't feel like at the time that yoga taught that, which is why I just kind of kept going down the rabbit hole of studying anatomy and physiology, and now, you know, the neuroscience and the brain and how the biology of the brain and how it works. It's all really interesting to me because I love knowing the science behind certain things and how things work. So I say all of that to say that this is kind of where I'm at now. This is my first episode. I'm really excited about it. I'm actually a very introverted person, if you would believe it. So the thought of even doing this a year ago just absolutely would have terrified me. But this year, 2024, I'm all about trying to step outside of my comfort zone. I've went on multiple conferences by myself to meet other women in the same business world, entrepreneur world. And that's something, again, I would have never considered doing if you had told me that I was going to be doing this a year ago. So I'm very excited to be doing this. I also run an online business called Neuro Elite Women's Business, or Neuro Elite Women's Wellness. It's an online business. It's specifically for women in the business world, helping them naturally overcome stress, the cognitive dysfunction of brain fog, memory loss, the insomnia, all of that that comes from working in high-stress corporate jobs, and those who are also launching their own business and all of the stress that comes with that, because I've been there. I know how it is, you know, in the corporate world, dealing with the stress and the managers and the executives and the attorneys and the judges. I know, and I can completely relate to all of that. And then as an entrepreneur myself, I know the stresses and the special, I guess just the special stresses that come with that as well. So I've launched that own business this year as well. So I'm very much looking forward to what all of this is going to become a year from now and see how much I grow personally and the businesses grow personally as well. So be sure to subscribe and click on over to my main website. Again, it's neuroeliteWomensWellness.com, and check it out over there. Sign up for the email list. That's where you're going to hear all about the latest episodes, courses that are dropped, special guests that come on, all of that. What you can expect from this podcast specifically is each episode is going to have a different topic, and we're going to have takeaways on something you can implement right away to help better improve your life, your cognitive and mental health, and help to regulate the nervous system a little bit. I'm going to be bringing on various guests and specialists and interviewing them about different aspects of our lifestyle habits, daily habits, our life, our bodies, and trying to see how all of that is connected to our neurological health overall. So stay tuned, subscribe, download, like I said, join the newsletter list, and you'll get special offers and sneak peeks, exclusive news that will not be disclosed to the public right away, so you'll be the first to know. And just hope you have a wonderful day. Today's takeaway: take a deep breath, step outside of your comfort zone, because that's totally what I'm doing right now. So today, just do one thing that might be a little bit out of your comfort zone. It could be starting a conversation with someone that you've never met. It could be doing maybe something new that you have thought about doing, rather that be something as radical as like skydiving, or maybe it's looking into starting that business that you've had on the back of your mind. Go ahead, do that, start looking into that, take that first step, feel a little uncomfortable, lean into it. That's where the growth happens. So, hope everyone has a wonderful day, and I will see you in the next episode.